Let's read How the World Began. Tagalog's Rock, a myth from Samoa in the South Pacific. Tagalog made the sky. It was high and wide, bright and clear.
I like it, said Tagalog.
Tagalog made the sea. It was deep and dark, mighty and mysterious.
Amazing, said Tagalog.
Tagalog soared through the air, flying up, up, up to see more. Tagalog swam through the sea, diving down, down, down to explore. Tagalog was pleased with the world he had made.
It's wonderful, he said.
At last, Tagalog wanted to rest. He could not fly and dive forever. Where could he stand or sit or lie down? There was nowhere. So Tagalog summoned up all his energy. With a fearsome frown, he gave a giant cry, land, and forced solid rock to heave itself up from the depth of the ocean. At first, the rock was smoking hot. Foul-smelling gases swirled around it, but soon it cooled and the air around it cleared. Tagalog nodded approvingly.
Ha! The first island in the world, he said. Welcome, dry land. Welcome.
The island was so good that Tagalog wanted more.
I could use them to stride across the sea, he said to himself. They'd be like stepping stones.
Before long, he'd made them hundreds and hundreds. A rocky island is a great resting place for a god, but it needs something to cover it. So Tagalog made green, leafy, creeping plants and water to keep them growing. With his huge right hand, he smashed into the cliff on the side of his first island.
Make me a river, he commanded. With a deafening crash,
the cliff split in two and cool water came gushing out. Next, crunch, crack. Tagalog jumped up and down on his island's highest mountains.
I'm sorry to squash you, he said, but I must make some flat land and where my new trees and plants can grow.
Before long, the flat land was covered in trees and plants. They grew tall, had flowers, and wilted. Then, as their rotten leaves fell to the ground, strange worm-like creatures crawled out of them.
Huh, what are these?
Asked Tagalog, surprised and very curious. He picked some up, turned them over, and sniffed them thoughtfully.
Well, they look interesting. They have definite possibilities. All they need is a head and two arms and two legs.
Tagalog got busy. After a while, he paused, scratched his head, and muttered,
I must not be too hasty. They will need more than bodies to survive. Now let me think carefully. Each one must have strength. I'll put that in their hearts and a lively mind. I'll make sure they've got good brains and spirit and energy. I'll give them some of mine. That should help. I'm a god. I have plenty. Then I'll send them all to live and work and love. I'm a splendid new rocky islands.
And that, so the stories say, is how the first men and women came to live on Tagalog's rock and all other dry land. Today, you can still see Tagalog's islands. They are far, far away from other countries in the middle of the vast Pacific Ocean. You may have heard some of their names, such as Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji. Wow, that was cool. I hope you enjoyed it.